Bank of Cardiff, this is Pete.
Yes. Who is this, Pete?
Pete.
Did I tag you earlier?
Who is
Sam
this?
Sam from City Line.
Yes, yeah, Sam. Yeah, we, where did we leave off here?
I guess you got off the phone. I said I'm going to give you a call. Okay, what are we talking about, I guess?
One second. Yeah, so I think where we left off, you were telling me about your Huntington National proposal for the four trucks. You said there was about 10 years,
6% rate. Yeah, the loan was for 10 years, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they told us it was going to be fixed. And really, at that time, they said it would be fixed 5%. Mm-hmm. And now when we see the payment went off, we went to them and we said, look, you guys told us this. Well, they said the loan officer who was involved in this is no longer here, and we don't know.
Sounds like a
so
bunch
I get
of
mad,
BS
really,
to me, man.
I get mad. So they give us $600,000.
Yeah,
we owe them about $460,000 right now, $450,000.
Okay, so this is a current loan you're talking about. When did this happen?
Yeah. About a year and a half ago.
Okay. And what's the balance like on the... What's the balance
right
like? 400, you said?
400, I believe. I checked it last month. 68 or 65, something like this.
Mm-hmm. So what you're looking for here, ideally, Sam, would be a working capital loan to, I guess, refinance that?
Yeah, either this way or, you know, we do have some money to buy the trucks. We had right now 6 road and 7 truck, and we're going to get another 4 road and 5 trucks. And we did the paperwork and everything. We're just trying to see if we could get a place where we could get a little bit lower interest. How are we going to pay for this one here, cash? Because this one is not too much. It's $300,000.
Okay, so you're looking... just want to get on the same page. What exactly are you looking for? More equipment financing or more capital? Because the equipment financing is cheaper, obviously, because, you know, there's equipment attached to it. The working capital is unsecured cash, so it tends to be more expensive than, you know, say, a car or a truck loan.
No, really, the capital, we have the money, but we want to buy the truck, so it is equipment that's going to go over for the equipment programs.
Well, we can't take over your current equipment deal, but we can do a new one. What else are you looking to find?
Right.
Look, how many trucks?
Four.
So you want to do 4 trucks.
Right.
And is this interstate or intrastate?
No, it's in the state. No, we don't go out the state. It, in a matter of fact, it's local. We deliver to malls, big malls. Like, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with the... There is Somerset Mall here in Michigan. There's Westland Mall, Livonia Mall, Fairlane Mall. It's all okay. To the businesses. What is good is that, you know, we deliver it to the business in the set.
Do you ever leave the state of Michigan at all with your fleet, or?
No.
Good.
Yeah.
And how many vehicles do you have in the fleet? I think you had said 7 before.
Yeah, right now we had 7 trucks, yes. And we're going to add 4 or 5. You know, we are... really buying 4, but we are negotiating a price in a new truck.
What is the price? Are these all from the same vendor, these 4 or 5 trucks?
The 4 truck from the same vendor, yes, from the same person, yeah.
Do you have a quote?
Well, he's selling us the trucks plus the business. I mean, everything he's selling us,
really?
the roads and the trucks for $300,000.
Okay, so I'm gonna need an invoice for just the trucks, just so we, because that's only the part that we're financing, will be the equipment, the vehicles. So what is that around, the cost?
For five trucks, I believe. No, they're very expensive. We bought one new, it cost us 78,000. But this one, they are used, so I could see half of that price. I could see five trucks around 175,000.
Perfect. 175K. All right. So, Sam, tell me a little bit about this vendor. Have you worked with them in the past? And what's the name of
No,
the vendor?
D, I believe his company name is DMB Enterprise, and he do the same work we do with FedEx. He is delivering for FedEx, and they pay him like they pay us weekly. And he's a good guy, you know. He's a
Is he just
very,
closing his company down?
yes, he went to close his company. He come to my son, and as a matter of fact, I talked to him once. But he did talk to my son a couple time, and he was looking 375. We said that too much, so he come down to 300. We try really to negotiate another 25, because we were going to give him cash. So. But I want to see what you got, and I would like to tell you something about my son. He had a good income out of this business, you know. He's not married, you know. Like, his income this year is going to be around 100, 110,000.
Oh, very good. What does his credit look like? Personal credit.
I just bought his credit just 3 days ago. With Experian,
Experian.
yes, and it is a little over 700. Now, I talked to the people in the credit bureau. They said his credit excellent, but he has some credit card. We pay it monthly, but they said when they look at it, you know, like the end of the month, he owe 5,000, 6,000 on one credit card. This, he said, it make it a little bit higher, but they said if he pay them off, we are going to pay them off. They said his credit will ring around 775 to 800. But right now he is seven, I believe either 710. I got the report, either 710 or 701. I don't. But 4 days ago I pulled it out. 4 or 5 days ago,
Okay.
I
So
could
you're pretty
fax
good
it
luck.
to you. Yeah, it is good. Right now, it said under that credit score, it said good. But they said to pay this credit card. And a matter of fact, we find a company to refinance, and they give us a good interest rate. But they said they need three years taxes, and we told them we had. Until the end of the year is going to be for 3 years, so we are waiting. But they give us a good interest rate,
Okay.
2.5%. But we don't want to waste time and not to buy this company because they're making good money. This four trucks, so we don't want to wait until the end of the year and then it's going to go.
Yeah, of course. Tell me a little bit about the annual sales of the business here. What does CityLine do in gross annual sales last year?
The one we are on doing around a million one a year gross. The one he's selling to us, he's doing because it is only half of our our is seven truck. He had four, so he, I believe his taxes was for last year. He sent us his taxes was around 500,000.
Oh wow, so you're going to be growing quite significantly. Are you taking over all of his accounts? So ideally, when are you looking to do this, Sam? If say you got me the paperwork this week and we issued an approval for you, for the four trucks, would you be looking to do this immediately or?
Yes. But I will tell you this. I will send you, everything you need. I got it. Even I don't want you to pull the credit because we had it. We don't want it to go on and on. We just fresh.
We have to pull our own credit. Just a forewarning.
Is that going to hurt? Is that going to hurt?
It is only experience, so it's a soft pull. So what that means is we only do one out of the three reporting agencies. So it really doesn't hurt it that much. It will might bring it down 2 or 3 points, but it's just something that we have to do in order to issue an approval.
No. Even if I send you the one and you could call
It's just not going to work. I mean, we've had people try to do that in the past. As a formality, any lender is going to have to pull your credit.
That's fine. Let's work on the most important thing. What kind of interest rate? Because
with good credit, and if you're telling me he has, low 700s, he'll be in the A or B tier, which, maybe is not that he doesn't have the best credit. It's not over 800, but it's still very, it's average, for it's decent. For an average customer, we're going to be right in those mid-single digits as well. Right around Huntington National, probably around 5%. Maybe you'll qualify. You do have good sales, so you might be able to get that down to 4. But again, I can't really give you any concrete numbers until we get the application in. But we're very competitive. We've been doing the equipment financing for 14 years now. And, you'll see when you get a reply from us that we are right in there with the best of the best as far as rates go.
Okay, now, so
what are you budgeting monthly, say, for 175, just to give you some numbers, 175,000 over a 5-year term, so 60 months, would be around $2,900 a month with zero interest. So, you're looking at somewhere around a little bit over $3,000 a month. Is that something you can budget for?
Yeah, that's not the problem. I just I have to talk to my son and tell him what you told me. Now, what do you need? Because I'm the one who's going to supply you with everything.
Yeah. Of course.
What do you need so I could let him know everything?
We're going to need a quote for the trucks. So that just means, this is how much it's going to cost. Who you're buying it from, get that from your vendor, from D&B. I'm going to need that.
Well, his estimated is 300.
Well, that's for the business and the trucks. We just are doing the trucks. So get a new quote. We need a new quote, just the truck.
Yeah. I know what he told me when I talked to him. I said, well, look, four trucks, we bought 7 of them and this. He said, well, my truck is worth $200,000. I estimated $175,000 because I had experience and things. But he think it's worth $200,000 to him. And 100 for the business, he said. But
okay. Give me a quote. Give me a quote for only the trucks, and then what else I'm gonna need are 4 months of business bank statements and your most recent tax return, as well as the application itself. Yeah, it's very simple. It should take you maybe 15, 20 minutes, and then a phone call to the vendor to get the pricing. And do you think you can send that to me today?
No, today my son won't come home until 6 because he managing the company and he's with him on the road. Sometime he come 3-4 o'clock. Sometime today I call him. He said they had a lot of merchandise to delivery and he's gonna help one of the driver. He said maybe around 6, but I'm gonna talk to him when he come home and if he said okay. I will give you a call tomorrow and send you everything tomorrow. But today
okay, perfect. So we'll touch base tomorrow afternoon. Does that sound good?
Okay. Yes, sir. Nice talking to you, sir.
All right. And is the S Saleh 1956 at Gmail the good email to send you?
Yes.
Perfect. I think we've covered pretty much everything here. One last question. Do you have any current loans out on the business, such as working capital or anything like that?
No, we don't like loan. I mean, we don't take something that we don't need to pay interest in it. We don't have anything. Even some of the credit card we had, it have a zero interest because they offer us like 1 year or 1.5 years zero interest, some company. So we take advantage and take like, mm-hmm. I think around $20,000, we bought some trucks. So we said at zero interest, and we pay them like $500 a month, and some of them $1,000 a month, and we'll be done. But loan, we don't have anything except the one we had from the bank. That's it. You know, the bank they give us is not the score loan. You know, they don't have any security except the trucks. But they did give us the loan because of the income the company make. You know,
was the Huntington National, they gave you cash or equipment financing?
Oh, they give us cash.
Okay, so they gave you $600K and you owe them still
$468.
What are you paying monthly on that?
$6,000.
Okay.
$6,000 a month, and it is for I believe 120 months. Yeah, 10 years.
Okay, perfect. Do you have any other questions? You know, regarding anything we talked about. I guess we pretty much covered everything, though. I'll touch base with you tomorrow.
No, I think everything is brilliant. Yes, we covered everything. I guess to have the last word. Really, I'm the advisor of my son because I've been in business a long time. I'm helping him out. I want him to grow up, and I really try to tell him what the right and what the wrong thing, and, you know, and tell him what the good and what the bad. And the last decision will be to him, and, and we'll go from there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, good talking to you, Sam. I will be contacting you,
you
or let you contact me tomorrow, okay?
Okay, thank
bye-bye.
You. Have a good day.
You bye-bye. Too.